Hello everyone, this is Christoph Kemper with the Link Building and SEO podcast, and I got a fantastic guest today. Her name is Deborah Mostala, Link Alliance. Deborah, who are you? What is your background? What is your history?
Well, thank you very much for having me today. I appreciate this. So I have been a link builder since 2001. I came into the industry in 1999, actually, by way of owning a directory. I had a homemade directory, if you will, that sold organic food and clothing. And I had it for about 18 months, maybe 2 years, I can't remember. And it did very well. It did very, very well. And pretty soon I had hundreds of people listed in the directory, and they were coming to me and saying, hey, listen, every time I look on Google or Alta Vista in those days or Hotbot, your site comes up when I'm looking for my terms. How are you SEOing this site? And I said, how am I what? I had no idea what I was doing. I didn't even know SEO existed. So I got a crash course in it from a couple of people online, most notably Jill Whalen. She kind of took me under her wing and explained what I was doing. I was just marketing my site like I had worked when I was working offline for 25 years. So After I did that, I decided that I really liked the marketing part of it much more than being a directory owner, which I love, by the way. I am a directory owner at heart. I have a thing for directories. But I put all of my efforts into opening this one aspect of SEO known as link building. And so I worked for Jill for about a year, maybe a year and a half. And then in 2001, I went public with my link building firm, and I've never looked back. So that's kind of how I got started and why I got started in this business.
Wow. Yeah. That's impressive. Actually, you know, I keep saying link building, I've been doing this for 14 years now. You actually topped that. And I'm honored to have you on the show here. Because in 2001, when you started, I just suffered from my drop in Yahoo stock. And I was so pissed about the internet that, you know, I missed out on such great opportunities on domains or anything to acquire back then. These 2 years made a large difference. And of course, today, when people look back and say, oh my God, that's over 10 years ago, that's even crazier. But I think being around for such a long time, you could see that development over time. And you also saw, you know, you have a link building company. You saw the craziness before Google Penguin came and you're still doing that, right? Links are still a thing. Is that what your company still does? You do link building? You do trainings?
I do. Where I started in 2001 and where I am today are, you know, 180 degrees. I mean, vastly different. Completely different. But the basics behind link building have never changed. And that's, you know, you're promoting something. You want to get someone's attention. You want them to link to it as a result. So what I did years ago might be different in that we did, and like everyone, I'm no different.
Yeah, of
we
course.
Did massive directory submissions. We did profile linking. We did reciprocal linking. But the whole time, because of my background, I come from a sales promotion and public relations background. I have always worked more so dealing with attracting attention from the media and doing partnerships. And in the beginning, when I started link building, that kind of link building was not in fashion, if you will. I wasn't in vogue. The easy stuff was. But now it's come full circle after those things that you just mentioned, you know, with Penguin and Panda. So I've changed my view as well, and I've changed what I do. I had the big agency with 7-8 people working and, you know, doing tons of business, where I've come back full circle and it's just, I've gone solo again. I have several part-time people that I work with and contractors that I work with, but mostly because of what I do, I work one-on-one with people more now. I don't have the big staff, and I don't know that you, as a link builder, if you go down that road, you're doing a different type of link building than what I'm doing.
Yeah.
The training part of it is important. It's not that things change, but the focus changes. And I think that's where a lot of people get lost in link building today. They don't focus where they need to focus. They're trying to fit themselves into all this stuff they hear, this skyscraper link building and all the other cute terminologies, which are all good processes. I'm not saying they're not, but they don't work for everybody. And so I am more customized, more focused, more looking at working with the media, doing media outreach, and showing people how to do it than I am going out and asking people for links anymore. So that part of it has changed.
Oh, I love it. So you're closing, you're closing those big deals with publishers and closing actually on the link. You mentioned that sales background.
Yeah, pretty much. It's, you have to, I am of the opinion that it's less about what you do and all about where. So you can do all kinds of different types of link building, actual tactically, but where those links sit, well, that makes all the difference, right? Because people make the mistake frequently that it's a type of link. It's not. It's a type of page.
Yeah.
And or a type of website. So I'm looking at the big picture. I'm looking at who are you marketing to? What are they reading? Where are they reading it? Why are they reading it? And then figuring that out and then coming back and saying, here's what we need to do and here's where you need to be. So it's just different.
I like it. Do you worry about the nofollow tag? Do you want it or not want it if you get a link?
Yeah, you know, most of the media outreach that I do ends up on national sites. And, you know, they're not real nice about giving clean links. But would I say no to a link on them? Absolutely not. You know, I think then the traffic comes into it and the click-through rates, you know, are also really important now in link building. So yes and no. On Wikipedia, I don't care. On national news sites, I don't care. Right. On, you know, regular Joe blog, well, I might care. I might look at that one. But on the other hand, if he's the only guy that's, you know, talking about three-footed toads or something, then I would say okay.
Good point. Yeah, I get this question very frequently. Actually, even today, in today's calls and interviews, that was a topic and a question. And I see this in trainings all the time. We have these big newspapers and they only want to give us a nofollow link. And they're so worried about that. And I always keep saying everything I see in all the data is that there is not just nofollow or follow. It's not black and white. It was oversimplified to fit into 140 characters by Google.
Right. I think whenever I get any feedback or pushback from clients about news sites, I gently remind them that it's not just 10 people reading that particular page. But here's the beauty of news sites, which a lot of people don't realize and maybe don't take into consideration. If you're published on, say, a Forbes or a Washington Post or the New York Times, all of these other smaller news publications curate that news. And so those links are picked up and regenerated through many, many, many more small news sites. Not all of them use the nofollow link, but even if they did, they're all of a sudden, I have massive free publicity. Am I going to say no to that? I don't think so.
Hey, look at that. It's on New York Times. We should write about that. That's what's going on in 100 small newsrooms. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, it's funny. I spoke about that recently as well. And this is where, you know, it's not about one link, where it's not about, you know, the attributes, technically nature of the link or the keyword of a link. It's simple. I see this a lot also where people obsess about, you know, that one link that they're after. Although they have maybe 70 million links, and well, that put that into a relation, that is something I see as well. I'm glad you explained that as an example. It's I couldn't have put it better. Lovely to hear that. Wow. And you know, when you do these campaigns or when you work with clients, be it medium, small, large clients, you know, international, global, whatever brands. I'm not sure if you want or can put some names or that. But, you know, is there one specific type of client that you love to work with and why? And
you know, clients come in all sizes, companies come in all sizes, people, same thing. and typically the reason I'll say yes or no to someone has more about to do about what they sell and what they've done in the past. Sometimes you'll get people who will say, oh, you know, I've been through three different link building firms and I've got these penalties and all. That typically is just not a headache that I want to take on. I just don't need to. And I'm in a position where, thank God I'm in a position. Thank you, God. I'm in a position where I don't have to take everybody that comes on my screen. I work 75% by referral. I don't advertise anymore. You don't find me guest blogging much anymore. I don't have to. So most of the time when someone comes to me, and I do work with more mid-sized to large companies, it's as a referral. So, you know, people who come at you and say, oh, you know, you're the third link building company I've been to, that typically is a red flag. So I'm not happy with that. On the other hand, you know, I have lots of different pairs of shoes. So, you know, there's something to be said for that as well. But you can pretty much tell when you look at a site. Mm-hmm. Certain industries I don't participate in, which are, you know, your three P's, pills, porn, and what's the other one? Pills, porn, and
PPC, casino.
And gambling. They're just hard and oversaturated. I have done. Actually, that's not true. I do some gambling. I had some gambling sites. I've done some large casinos. It's different. It's a different world there. You have to do a different tactic. There's a lot of melding now, too, of paid advertising in with link building. You probably don't always realize when you're reading something. Sadly, that it's paid. Yes. We used to call them infomercials on the television. We take that same concept and we do it online now too, with a lot of content. So I don't know. I just say no to people who keep telling me that they've had a lot of problems in the past because I just don't want the headache.
I get that. Yeah, which makes sense. You know, when you are working solo, this is basically your lifestyle business where you decide. And basically, I think you're doing well after all these years with 75% referral rate, which is amazing. Yeah. Congratulations on that.
Thank you. You know, I've been very, very fortunate, and I say that every day. I thank, you know, everyone around me for helping. I have a good core group of friends, SEO friends, people that, you know, I just can't work and live without. I still am on the conference circuit. I will still do the conferences. And that's a huge generation tool for me.
Yeah.
You know, participate in things quietly, but I just don't have to beat the pavement anymore. And I'm, like I said, so thankful for that.
Yeah, congratulations. What tip or takeaway or golden rule do you have to share with people? You know, it could be sales, could be SEO, link building, link audits, with all your experience. This one takeaway you want to stand here.
So if you spend any amount of time online and you spend any amount of time working with the media, or in content generation, you've probably seen a change in how people consume content. And it's more than just being mobile. I understand that everybody's using their phones and their tablets and all that other watches and God knows what, you know, what you have, any device. I call it your machine. We call it whatever machine you use. But what's interesting to me and the trend that I'm following now is that different people consume content on different apparatuses and on different websites. And that's really what you need to know. It's important to know who your demographic is. It's important to know that you appeal to women, say, or short people or whatever. But it's more important to know what it is that they're doing when they're reading your content. So if you're being consumed more on, say, Facebook, then that's an indicator of the type of demographic and the people that you're on, that you're dealing with. The young people of today, and if you've noticed, but young people today seem to gravitate toward getting their news from comedy centers like John Oliver and mm-hmm. The Daily Show and Saturday Night Live. And mm-hmm. they like that. Take a tip from that. And when you're creating content in that the millennial generation and younger seems to like comedy, they get their news from that. Where us older people, we still gravitate toward newspapers and yeah. magazines. Yeah. There's a difference. You have to understand who's out there reading your stuff uh-huh. before you can create anything, before you can even make the first link outreach, before you can even determine that some links are toxic. This site is one who's all of that SEO basics that comes into play after you know who it is you're dealing with. And once you understand that, once you understand your demographic, once you understand where they're reading it and how they're consuming that content, you can go after them. And it doesn't even have to always be content. I think that's a big misnomer. Everybody's content, content, content. Mm-hmm. I don't always think that it has to be content. If you have strategic partnerships with people that already have established websites, there are ways to work strategic partnerships as well, where you're building links and you're building content, you're building a following. It's link building is really changed from the days when we started, you know, just getting a link on a directory page. Now it's got to be shared and it has to be clicked and it has to be seen in a certain place. And it, you know, you still need the links. Less people are linking, so more signals have to come into it. Uh-huh. You really, really have to know who's behind your message, who's reading your content before you can start anything. Once you have that down, uh-huh. it becomes a lot easier to take things away. So know your demographic and know what they're reading and know where they're reading it. You know, get involved. So those things, I think, are huge. I think that's... I also think that more and more people are, again, a trend that I see is marketing to niches versus worldwide. Anytime you go into any magazine or you go anywhere, you'll see that there's a lot more focus, not only using keywords, but on using keyword indicators that appeal to people, you know, whether it's using someone's race or religion or a preference or a hobby. People are really, you need to niche down that content. The more niche that content, we seem to find the better the linkage. People link to those things because they're very specialized. And people want to share good information. You know, they want to share fun stuff. They want to share good stuff. It can be sad. It can be horrific as long as it's informational. And so those are the trends and the things that we're seeing and why and what I focus on when I'm looking for, I'm prospecting for sources and locations to host content and, you know, partnerships to develop between two sites. You know, if you have a partner site that you can tap into, an email account or a newsletter or you know, maybe some sort of coupon or promotional activity that they're doing, you will automatically, without even trying, you do build links. So those kinds of things, if people can just get out of that mindset of using anchor text and guest blogging and go into a bigger set, you'll have more success.
Awesome. Awesome. Wow. Thank you very much for that, Deborah. I think we're over time now at minute 19, and I appreciate it. I would love to continue for another hour, and I certainly want to invite you again if you would agree to that. That would be awesome. I'm sure this will kill it.
Absolutely.
A follow-up here. I do look for very much forward to that. And with that, I want to say thank you for now. Maybe if there's just one word or one sentence or one trick or one something, just a final giveaway, thank you, whatever, look at this thing before I say goodbye and have the outro go.
If you're starting out, find a source that you're comfortable with, whether it be a forum or a website or a blog, and follow along and try to pick up those tips the best that you can. But watch a lot of people. Don't get yourself stuck on one site, you know, or in one community. Make sure that you listen to and you look around for a lot of information, mm-hmm. especially from a learning standpoint. I think your site does a really good job with keeping people informed on how to do things and keeping up with the latest trends and tricks and so forth. Because mm-hmm. even in the big picture, you still need to know how to do the basics. So master the basics, understand the basics, read around, and just make sure that you are a well-rounded person before you start your link building campaigns.
Awesome. All right. Thank you very much, Debra. Sure. This was Debra Mastera of Link Alliance. Excited to hear all that. Amazing tips. Thank you very much, Debra. Everyone, have a wonderful day. My name is Christoph Kemper of Link Research Tools. This is the Link Building and SEO podcast, and I look forward to more amazing guests and, of course, to welcome Debra again. Thank you very much, Debra.
Thank you. Have a great day, everyone.
You too. Bye-bye.
Right. Bye.